Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1441, How Saying No to Money is Saving Me Money by Ariel with MakingSenseOfSense.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. This is the show where I serenade you with the sweet sounds of personal finance knowledge from some of the best blogs on the planet, with the author's permission, of course. And before we get to it, have you subscribed to our other podcasts? We cover personal development and minimalism, health, relationships, entrepreneurship, and life advice on the other shows. Just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you get your podcasts to find them. But for now, let's get right to it and continue optimizing your life. How Saying No to Money is Saving Me Money by Ariel with MakingSenseOfSense.com. I know that title sounds pretty contradictory, and I could have used something like, just don't do it, or say no now. But before I explain my reasons for saying no to making money, let me introduce myself. Hi, my name is Ariel. My husband and I work full-time, go to school for graduate and undergraduate degrees, and have three kids. It really is as exhausting as it sounds, but I like to live my life on the chaotic side. We bought our house when we were just 20 and 21 years old and had a one-year-old daughter. He was working two jobs and going to school full-time, and I was working two part-time jobs. We budgeted and penny-pinched, but money was so tight that we actually qualified for a small amount of food stamps each month. Buying our home was one of the best decisions we've ever made, but it really made getting by tough. As the years progressed, we went on to have more kids. He finished his undergraduate degree and I began working on mine. During the past 11 years, each of us has usually held between 2 to 5 jobs at any given time. On top of that, we relied on credit cards and borrowed money from family. Everything is paid off now and having that weight gone feels so good. Even now, when we're able to save money and spend it on things like the occasional family vacation, talking about our financial past is really tough for me. We were really young when we started out, and taking on all of those jobs was the right thing for our family. As we became more financially solvent, we kept saying yes to more and more work. I started saying no. I finally realized that the stress put on us to make money was actually causing us to spend more than we should have. On one day, fairly recently, I decided to start saying no. The stress of our jobs kind of hit me over the past couple of years. Again, we have three kids, and I like to be involved in their school and extracurricular activities, which takes time. I was feeling upset with myself because I wasn't able to make the same kind of financial contribution to our family that my husband did with his full-time job. On top of being in school full-time, I took on babysitting jobs, cleaned houses, took on more hours at my current jobs, and I did whatever I could to add to our income. At first, it felt great. I could stop for coffee in the morning. We could go out to eat. I didn't think twice about buying the kids what they wanted and started spending a lot of money on frivolous things like having my nails done. At some point, I started thinking about all the things I used to do to save money. I was a strict meal planner and grocery shopper. When it was only the four of us, I spent only $75 a week on groceries. I made all of our meals. We never bought disposable products, and I made cleaning supplies. Heck, I even sewed cloth diapers from fabric I found at Goodwill. I remember the sense of pride that brought me. Those things were necessary, but they felt good. I had stopped doing all of those things because we were making more money, but all of the money we made wasn't being saved or even used on meaningful things. There were a couple of months in the past year when I was working 5 jobs for a total of 50 plus hours per week. Some of these jobs, like in-home childcare, didn't even pay minimum wage. I began to realize that all of the spending I was doing was to compensate for the time I didn't have. Instead of making dinner, we did takeout. Instead of making coffee in the morning, I stopped at a drive-thru. Instead of looking through things at resale shops, I ran to the mall. With the decision to stop taking on more hours and saying no to additional job requests, I found myself with the time to make dinner, which is something I genuinely love doing for my family. I have the time to meal plan again and not only grocery shop, but actually use all the food in my fridge. There is nothing more depressing than throwing away food. Life is still chaotic with school and kids, but this summer we're planning on working a little less and enjoying our time with one another. We're starting a vegetable garden. We'll have the time to find free activities in our area, pursue books at the library, and maybe catching up on sleep will allow us to spend less money on coffee. Still, I love making money, but now I'm thoughtful about what jobs I take on. I say no to the ones that will bring on stress and yes to the ones that will make a meaningful impact in my life. You just listened to the post titled, How Saying No to Money is Saving Me Money, by Ariel with MakingSenseOfSense.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. What's interesting to me about this article is how counterintuitive it is. And yet, if you really think about it, it makes a lot of sense. Many people work so hard to increase their income so that they can eventually relax a little and enjoy the fruits of their labor. However, after a certain point in your financial journey, for some that might look like debt freedom, for others it might be when they reach Coastfi, you can actually get the freedom, time, and space you're looking for by working less. I also appreciate the reference to lifestyle creep here. Once the money situation improves, it's tempting to start paying for conveniences and luxuries, especially when you're needing to save time. However, saving money isn't the only benefit to being frugal and self-reliant. A lot of satisfaction can come from the effort required when you forego conveniences. So for example, last year, my boyfriend and I painted a couple of rooms in my house, and I really enjoyed the process. I could have easily paid people to do it, but we had the time. And he had the supplies. It was really satisfying to accomplish something together, and I got a crash course in his high standards when it comes to painting. Now, when I look at those freshly painted walls, I not only enjoy the look of them, but I also enjoy the memory of how fun it was to paint them with my Midwestern gentleman. This article also reminded me of a couple great quotes from Mr. Money Mustache, who said, "Effort is the spice of life, and luxury is a weakness." And that should do it for today. Have a happy rest of your day, and I'll see you in the Friday show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.